University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Mint Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Mint Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or GreenvilleMintClinic.com. That's GreenvilleMintClinic.com.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe, done.
Get ready to slam dunk those dirty carpets with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. As the madness of March approaches, it's time to get your home in order. Zero Res uses no harsh chemicals, leaving your carpets safe for your family and your pets. Whether you're hosting a watch party or just need a refresh, the cleaning pros at Zero Res have you covered. Right now, mention my name, Mickey Plowler, at The Roar, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
You don't ride an elevator for the music, and you don't pick an airline for the movies. So when it comes to audio entertainment, it makes sense to choose Audible. It's the home for stories told by the biggest stars, like John Hamm, Kerry Washington, and Kevin Hart. It's home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't-miss comedies. Audible is the home of storytelling. Let your imagination soar with audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Start a free trial at audible.com.
It's time for one of the Roar's biggest events of the year, the Roar Bracket Challenge, brought to you by Mellow Mushroom of Clemson and Upcountry Fiber. Head on over to theroarfm.com to fill out your bracket and let us know who you think will be crowned national champion. Winner gets airline and hotel accommodations in Las Vegas. Deadline to submit is Thursday at noon. Be sure to head to theroarfm.com to fill out your bracket. We are the Roar, where every day is game day. The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Precious love, I'll give to you.
Hour number two, out of bounds. William Vlogabush, Ben Milstead. We are live, multi-site show.
I'm at Doug Kingsmore Stadium, where the Tigers are just now sort of seeping into the dugout and the bullpen area. Ben, you'll be happy to know that smash practice begins in 9 minutes for Clemson baseball as they take on Charleston today.
When is bunting practice? That's all I care about.
You know, bunting practice is off to the side. It sort of happens coexistent with smash practice. So it's essentially the antithesis of smash practice is bunting practice. I guess if you took the aggregate of all those, it would be a batting practice.
Is bunting practice the equivalent of running stairs, like being punished? Like, you're not doing good in smash practice. Go over there and bunt and think about what you've done.
That's how I would think of it. I would think of it as a little bit of a punishment. But we know that bunting is very important. It's a very important skill. Ben, we were talking during the break, before we go to Scott and Delvin, you mentioned the uptick in facilities and the ability to recruit a higher caliber of player. That's not just lip service. There's actual data to back that up.
Yeah, and look, I just offer this without without anything other than just I'm simply relaying information, okay? If I mentioned earlier that the importance of facilities and all that back when in the 2016, 2017, and whether you like that or not, it was a thing, and you're much more on par now. And just so you know how much of a thing that is, I was curious as to how recruiting has been since then. again, I realize it's a bottom line business, but you would think that if the administration thought that facilities were holding you back, then it stands to reason that recruiting would be better since then. This is according to 247 Sports. And I don't know how far back it goes. It's not to the beginning of time because you haven't had rankings since then. But for the players that they rank, 18 of the top 35 players of all time at Clemson, from a recruiting standpoint, have signed and arrived on campus since those facilities were built. So 18 of your top 35 all time being as long as these rankings go back. Is that surprising to you, Quark? Because to me, that's a big number.
That's a big number. That's a huge number. I think their rankings go back to like 2000, right? So you're talking about maybe 25 years, but you're talking about a third or a quarter of those years producing half of your top recruits. That's a big deal. That's a really, really big deal, and it shows exactly what you're talking about, that the program is becoming the program that can have the expectations that people think there should be right now. And it shows that there has, that over the second half of Brad Brownell's tenure, there's been an increased ability to get high-profile players in. Absolutely. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Again, you're talking about facts. You're talking about, in this case, you're talking about opinions, but it's opinion-based facts. I don't know how you would say that.
We use recruiting numbers on everything else, especially with football. So, why wouldn't we hear it? Again, I'm not presenting that as evidence saying, see, this is why you should stay. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that when I make the statement that it's almost a different era pre-administration getting on board and post-administration getting on board, you're starting to see the fruits of that labor now since you started putting more money and more attention and more focus into basketball. You just are, because you are recruiting better players. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. You are recruiting better players. That's not translating to as many wins and every win that we all want, but you are recruiting better players. And that is one of the building pieces for the future here.
Correct. And in fact, yesterday, Graham Neff, I believe, when he met reporters, said that they're going to break ground a $40 million facility that's going to upgrade the men's and women's basketball. It's basically having to accommodate gymnastics, the way I understand it.
Right.
But it's a new facility, and it's an enhancement of their current facility. So we're talking about even more investment that's going into the program. And so with that investment is going to come even higher expectations, you would think, right?
Yeah, you will. And in every sport, I think it's important. I mean, I don't like this, okay? But I think it matters to players in football and soccer and every sport to see something new always happening. And this will help. I mean, I hope it helps gymnastics and men's and women's basketball. Again, it's not going to be the answer, but it's a necessity in today's sports climate to keep doing this kind of thing. Like, this is not in addition to everything else. In my opinion, this is the minimum. This is what you have to do to keep things moving as a university.
That's correct. I'm 100% with you on that. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. We'll take some phone calls here. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Scott?
What's up, William Quackenbush? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Beautiful cold day for some baseball, right?
Yeah, that's almost a perfect statement. You said cold, and I was a little bit off, but all the rest of those words I'm tracking.
Yep. That little wind's going to kick in here. It's been going a little bit today, but it's going to kick in real good for that ball game tonight. So enjoy
that. Flags are getting stiff here yet again, so we're already starting to feel the effects.
Yep. Well, you're talking Brownell, man, and that always perks my ear, and I've been trying to – for 10 years we don't need this, but I've been trying to hear the other side and been trying to understand the other side and believe in the other side. And I know that, the vote of confidence yesterday is probably a 2-year vote of confidence. I think that expectations are expected next year to be in the dance. I think we missed a great year this year with the ACC being down. I think if you take one or two of those bad losses we had and those are wins, I don't even think we're having this conversation.
Correct.
I do think the program is going in the right direction, but I'm wondering if this NEF vote of confidence tomorrow was more of worrisome to set ease of some of the players that are currently on the roster and keeping them around.
I mean, it very well could be. I do think that's a fact. I mean, Ben talked about that in the first segment. The portal is a factor right now. We saw like 100 guys going to portal yesterday. So I think it is a factor.
Well, and I think his decision yesterday coming out so quickly with it was 100% centered around P.J. Hall and him hanging around and him staying and seeing it through. Because if you do let Brownell go, Brownell is a very good guy. He's very liked, very well liked by all of his players. He's very well spoken for the university. Nobody's got anything bad to say about Brad Brownell other than wins and losses, myself included. Clean program, fantastic guy. At some point in time, that's got to change. And so I think Neff was real quick to come out yesterday for the sake of the team. And so I believe that this is more of a vote of confidence to keep the players around than it is. I think 2 years we're revisiting this as fans. I'll just say that because we didn't build a lot off the Sweet 16 appearance as far as seasonal expectations. I feel like we went a little bit backwards. We missed out big time taking advantage of a down ACC. I think this was because I have a feeling Louisville's going to be back, Florida State's going to be back, and we need to take advantage of it, and we didn't. But losing PJ was bigger than keeping Brownell, I guess is my words, what way I feel about it. But just want to get your take on that.
Well, Scott, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Ben, I think I agree with everything that Scott just said. I'll say this. If they go 17-16 next year, I think we're having a different conversation. But I am going to also say if they win 23 games and 14 in the league and do metrically the exact same stuff that they did this year, they're going to be in the tournament. And so that's kind of I think Scott is on the same page. Like if they continue to do this, then the NCAA tournament bids are going to follow. It might be more difficult to do this again next year, which I think is a skepticism. I don't blame anybody. I'm not saying you got to give Brad Brownell a lifetime contract in your mind, but I think Scott is in the right spot where he's saying, look, I've not always agreed with him, but like this is maybe not the right time to make that move. We'll see if he can keep it up.
The one thing maybe I would disagree on is that I do agree PJ Hall probably would hit the transfer portal if Brownell wasn't here. I'm not sure you make a coaching decision based off of a player who most likely only going to be here one more year anyway. You know, my personal opinion, my hope is that that's not all it takes to make a coaching decision.
Right. In fact, we've seen other places where that has been the impetus behind making a decision, and almost exclusively it has not worked out well. So you would hope that there's a little bit more to it. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. We got Delvin and Jamie on hold. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
I agree with everything the last caller just said, too. Like, man, it'll be difficult to fire him after this season. But how much do that letter that Brandon wrote last year is hurting the situation? Because the way he said in that letter, then you had a season that Brad had this year and he didn't make the tournament. I think that's what the problem is, that letter that Brandon wrote last year.
Well, and I do think – I think it was necessary for Graham to say something last year. I do think it kind of bit him because there was like – I really think this was his idea, that if they have a good season, they're going to go to the tournament. And if they don't, then they're not going to go to the tournament, and it's going to be very clear what they need to do. The reality is there was a sliver of an option that said they're going to have a really good season objectively and do some really good stuff and get snubbed by the committee, and then what do you do? That wasn't really addressed, and we didn't read that into the letter, that there was a third way.
I don't think anybody ever envisioned a scenario by which you finished 14-6 in a conference and third place overall and didn't make the tournament. I don't think you ever considered that as a possibility. The other thing is, and I'm guilty of this, Delvin, I read what I remembered of Graham's letter last year. said, what I remembered it saying was, you've got to make the tournament or else.
Yeah.
When I go back and read it, that's not what it says. It says that he didn't meet, that they didn't meet expectations last year.
Yeah.
Simple. I mean, period. Didn't meet expectations. It says, this year's men's basketball season did not meet our expectations, nor those of head coach Brad Brunell and student athletes. At the time, I read that to mean, okay, you've got to make the tournament next year. You know what? I mean, when I, that's actually not what it says. It just says he didn't meet expectations.
Yeah, this year he met expectations, but things were out of your control. It was up to the committee. I mean, you did everything you could. You just, the committee felt otherwise that you couldn't get into the tournament. And I'll leave you guys with this. What do you think about Georgia Tech hiring David Stoudemire? That was out of nowhere hire.
Yeah, I really like that, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. You know, my grandpa, the Georgia Tech grad, called me yesterday, and we were talking about Stoudemire. And I was actually interested in his thoughts because that was not a name that we had discussed. And he is totally on board with Damon Stoudemire. He loves the hire. He thinks he's going to be able to recruit. It's weird that they hired a former Josh Pastner assistant to replace Josh Pastner, a guy that didn't coach with Josh Pastner at Georgia Tech, has no institutional ties to the school. Ben, what do you think about that? I mean, I know I said something briefly about it yesterday, but what are your thoughts on the Damon Stoudemire hire at Georgia Tech?
I don't know enough about him as a coach, other than I could see how someone with his name and played in the NBA recently enough that the guys that he's recruiting are going to know that name, and putting that in urban Atlanta, I could see that working. Actually, I mean, I could. I don't know enough about him though as a coach, but from a recruiting standpoint, I could see that paying off. I mean, and you think about this. Like, we saw it from a recruiting standpoint, though, pay off with Danny Manning at Wake Forest. It just turns out he wasn't a very good coach.
That's a great point. So we'll see if he can fill both those parts of the job description. The recruiting piece, I think, will come, especially given the talent in Atlanta. And we'll see if the development piece can come with it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to Jamie's phone call. We'll take one or two more. 654-ROAR is the number. Hour two continues after this.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts. And we're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore. Come see us at Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Hey Clemson fans, do you have high power bills? Any idea why? Probably that old noisy heat pump you hear sitting in your flower bed outside. With a water furnace geothermal system, you can eliminate the noise and reduce your heating, cooling, and hot water costs by 70%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional rebate on top of the federal and state tax credits of 55%. What are you waiting for? To learn more, go to ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
Outstanding customer service and incredible prices, along with special requests. See why Anderson Beverage Outlet knocks it out of the park with their customer reviews. They're your go-to destination for wine, beer, and spirits, offering 3% savings for law enforcement, healthcare, and military professionals. Score a grand slam with their customer appreciation program. Anderson Beverage Outlet, your home team for adult beverages. 140 Commons Parkway, Anderson, in front of Lowe's and Target.
For any athletic event in Tigertown, Mellow Mushroom is your go-to stop before and after the game. Tons of parking, easy in and out, and TVs galore covering every sporting event, along with a great choice of wings, salads, and more. Plus, their out-of-this-world pizza paired with a great selection of craft beers to choose from. They'll be glad to cater your next event as well. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. Stay mellow and go Tigers!
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wakefield Automotive has built a reputation of trust with its loyal customers for decades. Their family-owned business loves helping the upstate save. Now they have the Wakefield Family Promise. Even with new vehicle shortages, you will never pay over MSRP for your new Buick or GMC. Get the best price on your new Sierra, Yukon Envision, or Encore GX, and the excellent service you expect from them. So don't pay a big markup. Experience the Wakefield Automotive Family Promise and save. Visit us today at 300 West St. John Street in Spartanburg or at wakefieldauto.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Hour 2 continues Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead live here on The Roar today. Texter says this about the ACC and the conversation about taking advantage of the league when it's down, which I would agree. I mean, there are some folks, we've gotten a couple texts that say, how is finishing third in the league not taking advantage of the league? And there are some people that say, yeah, I agree, they didn't take advantage of the league. I think people understand that, you know, you'd like to make the tournament if you're gonna finish third in the ACC. I think that's what people mean, and I think that's fair. What I think is interesting, though, is Texter from the 864 says the ACC going back up again may actually help. Even if it decreases the record a bit, like it's possible we have a worse record, but get like a 9 seed in a stronger ACC. Look at what we've been talking about with North Carolina. Look at what we've been talking about with Pittsburgh. Look at what we've been talking about with NC State, Oklahoma State, Rutgers. Just play tougher teams, and it doesn't even matter. If you win them, just play the tougher games. I think there's something to that, Ben, that it, you know, people are freaking out because they're not going to, you know, if the ACC's better, they're not going to win as many games. That actually might be better than winning a bunch of games against teams nobody respects, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does. And, I mean, this is the unfortunate year that the conference didn't do you any favors. And, you're supposed to be a basketball conference, and that actually brought you down this year. The other thing, and I just want to mention this, because we keep getting that, well, you didn't take advantage of the conference being down. And it's true. I understand the overall point. I would just like to point out that it was down for everybody.
True.
I mean, if the conference is down for Clemson, it was also down for the games that Virginia Tech played and that North Carolina played and Louisville played and Duke played. And by the way, you finished ahead of all of them. So, I mean, when it's down, it's not just down for you. It's also down for your peers that you're being compared to. Does that make sense?
Yes, and as we're going to hear from Brad Brownell, some of those peers have built-in advantages when it comes to getting around a down league that Clemson doesn't have. Let's go to Jamie on the phones, who's up with us next. What's up, Jamie?
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Ben. Listen, Coach Brownell has done some good things at Clemson. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, especially since they've gotten the new Swan Pavilion and new Little John. But the... You know, it's just hard. He's been to the tournament two times in 12 years. And last week I said, listen, all I don't want him to do is get bounced in the SEC tournament. And they did not do that, okay? So this is a year that he probably deserves to come back. But here's the problem. I wish Graham Neff had wrote the letter, had said in the letter, let's put together an NCAA tournament resume. You know, because I think they did that. Now, his letter did not say it's NCAA tournament or bust. But
you're talking about last year's letter?
Last year's letter.
Yeah.
It didn't say NCAA tournament or bust. But it did say that the expectation of this program is to make the NCAA tournament. Now, I'm disappointed for Hunter Tyson.
Well, you see, it didn't say that, Joe Jamie. That's the problem. That's what we all read into it. But that's not what it said.
And didn't say NCAA or bust, but now I could have sworn it said the expectation of this program is to participate in the NCAA tournament.
That's not what it said last year. He said they didn't meet expectations last year, and then later said, and I'm reading it here, potential offseason changes and plans for next year that would return us to the NCAA tournament.
That would return us.
Yeah.
We're making plans. So in other words, what he wants is to return to the NCAA dance. It didn't say Coach Brownell is going to be dismissed if he don't. But
right.
The fact is, so anyway, my point is, I hurt for Hunter Tyson more so than Brevin Galloway, because he's gave 5 years to this program and he's not gotten to participate in an NCAA game. You know, I think that what I would like to see moving forward is every player that comes through this program get to participate in at least one NCAA tournament. And I mean, you know, as far as building a new facility, I mean, so my expectations are going to go up. I mean, I just, how much longer can we just say, well, you know, we didn't make the NCAA tournament. Okay. Next year, we're going to have a good team.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, Jamie. I heard a lot of that on the press box too. I appreciate your comments. I think that's fair, Quok. I mean, at a minimum, to expect every player to come through here to be able to play in a tournament at least once. I can say without asking him, that's Coach Brownell and Graham Neff's expectation.
Well, here's the thing. Hunter Tyson did play an NCAA tournament game. He did. They played Rutgers. He played 20 minutes. I'm looking at it right now. He played 20 minutes against Rutgers.
Well,
23 minutes
people,
against Rutgers.
People don't give him credit for that. Even though
no,
you
it,
and
it
I were
count.
Even though you and I were there,
well,
it did happen.
You know, it was just COVID. Like I saw somebody on Twitter say, "Well, half the country didn't play." Well, that's also not true. Half the country did, but most everybody played at least most of the year. Just because Duke decided not to play doesn't mean that nobody played.
So we're not going to give him credit for that because there was COVID? Is it? Okay,
I guess
well,
so.
I'm not arguing with those.
I guess so, but this is my thing. If Jamie's right and he feels bad for Hunter Tyson, I'm setting you free, man, because he did play an NCAA tournament game. Now, that doesn't mean you didn't want him to play his fifth year. in an NCAA tournament game, but he did. And lots of play. In fact, here are the players that are currently on this roster that played in that game against Rutgers that can say that they played an NCAA tournament game in their Clemson careers. Hunter Tyson, Alex Hemingway, Chase Hunter, all three of those guys. PJ Hall, all four of those guys have played in an NCAA tournament game. Now, do I think that's a reason to be like, who gives a crap if they didn't make the tournament? You got one. Who cares what you did the rest of your time? No, you should still want to be good, and you should still be upset for those players that they don't get to do it again. I'm just merely pointing out that if that's your reason that you're upset for Hunter Tyson, then I'm just setting you free, man, because he did play in one.
Yeah, and look, you know, Jamie's expectation, you can call and ask us what the expectation should be, but the reality is we all set that in our own minds. It doesn't matter. Asking me what your expectation for Clemson basketball should be is meaningless because you've already decided. I mean, everybody, you've already decided what it's going to be. So it doesn't really matter. It's just my expectation might be different than yours. Quark, I do want to get to – well, we'll get some more calls in here. But I do want to get to a couple of things. And, Dave, give us a call back. A couple of things that Graham Neff said to a small group of media members yesterday. There was one thing that he said that really struck me that I haven't really heard mentioned yet. Do you want to get into that now?
Yeah, let's do that now because I think we are talking around some of these things, and it'd be nice to speak directly to him.
I'm trying to find here where to start. I'm just going to – he says, quote, "Certainly I put out a letter – put some thoughts as it relates to expectations and investment on how we continue to move forward with Clemson basketball. And that still holds true. And last offseason, this offseason, I want us to continue to plan for the NCAA tournament. Those were my words from a year ago, and from an expectation standpoint, that will always be. And quite frankly, I hope that maybe evolve." This is the one that struck me. "I hope that maybe evolves into a minimum type expectation for Clemson basketball," talking about the NCAA tournament, saying, "I hope we evolve into making the tournament every year, that we evolve into that being the expectation." We'll all agree with that, right?
For sure. And let me say this about that point. I was actually thinking about that because there are some folks that say, "Yeah, we need to just expect more. We need to just have a higher expectation."
And then it magically happens.
That's right. We need to have it. And I would tell those people, "All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do the same thing in your own life, okay? Ben, now you tell me if this sounds crazy, but I think it's the same thing. I want you to sell your house right now. And I want you to move into the house that's worth double your house, even though there's no change in your economics, there's no change in your family structure, neither you nor your significant other got a raise. But you know what? You're just supposed to raise expectations.
So
raise
expectations. I expect to be able to pay my mortgage.
I expect to be able to pay my mortgage, even though I don't make more money, even though I have no change in my economic status, I have no change in my family status. I'm just going to move. I'm just going to move because that's how expectation works." No, you might move after you get a raise. You might move after your economic situation changes. After you become empty nesters, you might be able to afford that. After you get a new job in a different economic bracket or in a different demographic region of the country, after that stuff happens, you can change your expectation about how much you can afford to make on a mortgage and what the expectation of your life should be. There are people who would never, ever, ever do that in your personal lives. You'd be crazy to do that. But that's what they want Graham Neff to do. And that's what they want Clemson basketball to do. And I'm not saying that that's a pipe dream, that you can't do it. There are folks who are saying, "Well, Alabama did it." Guess what Alabama has? $30 million every year that they got to spend somehow. They have invested in their program after they had the money to make that investment. They have raised expectations commensurate with that investment, and they are able to invest in a way that, quite frankly, Clemson is not. So we can't just say anymore, "Well, Alabama used to not care, and now they do." We all know why Alabama is able to do that.
My point in that part of what Graham had to say, though, is this, that if you say you hope that you evolve into a situation where making the tournament every year is the expectation, that also implies that's not the expectation now, does it not?
That, yes.
And that's simply what I'm pointing out. He also goes on to say that his evaluation, and I'm a quote here, the evaluation of where we're at as a program right now and what next year looks like and years ahead is what I'm excited about. I want us to continue to invest in the program, men's and women's. Right before that, he said he viewed this year's team as a tournament team. That they weren't selected, but says, I view us as an NCAA tournament team.
I agree, Ben. And listen, wouldn't we all, when Graham wrote the letter last year, if I had said to everybody, they're going to win 23 games in the regular season, they're going to have 4 quad one wins, they're going to have 3 of those quad one wins away from home, they're going to make the semifinals of the ACC tournament, they're going to have 14 league wins, they're going to have the 4th best ACC win percentage of all time. If I told you all that, you wouldn't even ask any follow-up questions like, well, how many quad four losses do they have? How good is the league? You wouldn't even have to. You would say, oh, they're definitely in. They're definitely in the tournament. So that's kind of where people are like, well, Graham wrote the letter, and this is what it said, and this is what it meant, and all this stuff, as if nothing was particular about this context. We have to try to put ourselves back in a year ago if Clemson had done a lot of the things, again, that keep this from being a mediocre season. Because it was not by any, I mean, my colleague from 3-7 says, unencumbered by facts, you can say whatever you want. Unencumbered by the dictionary, you can make the word mediocre mean whatever you want. Those things that I just listed are not mediocre. Those are points on a resume of an NCAA tournament team every single year, every single day, all the time, all over the country, in every league, in every circumstance.
As Texture points out. Technically, they identified as a tournament team. You can do that.
That's true. I guess you can. Oh, man. David Simpsonville has gotten back in. By the way, text from the 864, you guys sound like UCF when you keep saying Clemson's a tournament team. Here's the deal. No, but UCF also was good enough that they could make some ridiculous claims and still say that they met all of their goals. You know what? In some ways, it is kind of the same thing where UCF was saying they're a national championship team, and I disagreed with that. But they also did as well as they possibly could have. That's as close to a national championship game as they were going to be. And they didn't require a third party to tell them the caliber of season that they had.
Yeah, they were also undefeated and talking about they were talking about being crowned a national champion. They won. I mean, being a national champion is much more definitive than being an NCAA tournament team. We don't know. We have no idea what it takes to be an NCAA tournament team.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get Dave's phone call. We'll talk more about Graham's comments. We're also going to play some Brad Brownell audio. We've been promising you that. And we'll get you ready for Clemson baseball as well. Stay with us.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Get ready for the madness of March with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
How would you like to drive a new car with no payments for 3 full months? That's exactly what you can do when your car loan is with State Credit Union. Visit one of their 19 branches or their website for details. Apply for your new car loan online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Offer not available for internal refinances. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Every single day in Sports Talk Radio, we talk about the little things. We say, well, that team did the little things well, and that's why they won. Or that team didn't do the little things well, and that's why they lost. Well, your health and wellness is no different. You don't get healthy in a moment with one big choice. You get healthy or unhealthy by making a string of good or bad decisions in little moments along the way. That's the biggest change I've had since I started with PhD weight loss last year. It's not one big thing. It's equipping you to make a bunch of good individual decisions that add up to make a big difference on the scale and a big difference with your overall health. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept that weight off and I feel great. That's the beauty of taking care of the little things. That's the difference with PhD weight loss and Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team that's changing lives all over the country. For more information, go to their website. That's myphdweightloss.com.
When you come to Diamonds Direct, we know it's always the start of a celebration, an engagement, your wedding day, honoring a lifetime of love, searching for that special birthday gift for the one you love the most, and all the celebrations in between. That's why we've created a shopping experience to match your excitement. You walk into a beautiful showroom with experts eager to help, or if you prefer, just explore on your own as long as you like. At Diamonds Direct, we've taken pressure out of the process. Our experts are cheerful and engaging. We'll help you on your terms with your price range when you're ready. We've made it easy by offering virtually unlimited options, with everything in our showcase being handpicked for its beauty and quality. You can't go wrong. You're guaranteed to get the best value because we are the value leader, and you have confidence knowing you're protected with our lifetime warranties and guarantees. Diamonds Direct's experience is designed with our goal of creating not just a happy experience, but a magical one. So you leave smiling, just like you came in. Diamonds Direct, for your best moments in life. Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Tune in each Tuesday morning on the Mickey Plyler Show for an exclusive interview with Clemson baseball head coach Eric Backich all season long, only on The Roar, where every day is game day. Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour two continues out of bounds. I'm going to go back to the phones. We got Dave in Simpsonville back, and we've got Omaha Hank who wants to chat about this as well. 654 Roars, the number on the phones or on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. We continue to talk basketball here on the program. Let's go to Dave in Simpsonville, who's up with us next. What's up, Dave?
Hey, doing great, guys. You know, I love the conversation that you got here, and yet, you know, there is a lot of rub with Clemson not making the NCAA tournament. But the expectation is that Clemson does make the NCAA tournament, you know, on a regular basis. And I look at it, you know, we're saying the exact same thing that we expect from the football team. I mean, right? Because now that Clemson football has gotten to the playoffs and won national championships, you know, isn't Clemson fan as a whole not satisfied with just going to Charlotte and winning, or just going to Miami and winning, or just participating, if they don't go to a semifinal game and on to the next, then you know, the term "best is standard," doesn't that be, you know, become kind of tainted in the grand scheme of things? And that's what I say comes down to basketball. Since Dabo set that expectation, it has trickled down. I mean, softball has it. You know, we're expecting lacrosse to have it, and they just, you know, this is their first year. We're expecting basketball to have it, which is really unfair expectations, because in the, and you listed out the number of years that Clemson has been futile in basketball championships, that best is standard is making it to the NIT right now. Best is standard is getting one win in the ACC tournament before you get into those, quote, blue blood, you know, Dukes and Virginias and North Carolinas, who wasn't a blue blood this year. So, I mean, is Clemson fan expectation unreal for basketball? And then I'll ask you this and take it off the air, you know, or comment on this is, you know, if Clemson, and I go to Graham, is let's start scheduling the Kansases. Let's schedule UCLA. Let's make the cross-country trip. Let's quit. Forget the tournaments. And, you know, forget playing. So I know it's our responsibility as the university in Clemson to help Presbyterian and Citadel and South Carolina State and Wofford to help make them money. But let's go play Indiana up in IU. Let's go get some name recognition. I think right there, the name recognition for college basketball is one of the one things that kept Clemson out of the NCAA tournament this year. There's just no reason to turn the page watching Clemson right now because of sins from the past. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a great phone call, and I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks very much. Ben, I know you want to respond to this.
Well, two things in order here. I hate that we have weaponized that phrase, best as a standard. And that's you know, no offense, that's what Clemson fans have done. We use that when it is convenient, when it conveniently backs up our argument. That the fact that one coach had one slogan, and now we somehow weaponize that to hurt other coaches. I'm not a big fan of that. That aside, I do think you will see a change in philosophy scheduling-wise with non-conference. And just so people know, the majority of that, my understanding, the majority of that decision-making is more in the basketball office. Like, and there is a strategy to it. You know, you're in who you want to play, but that is your, I mean, when you get right down to it, that's what hurt you more than anything, has it not? Your non-conference schedule. That's the one thing that people have pointed to. That's the one thing that Joe Lunardi says that the committee is going to hold against you. I mean, he warned us that was going to be an issue, and he used the history of the selections, and we kind of ignored it. I did.
No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right about that.
So there are strategies that different teams and even different conferences has. I do expect to see Clemson step that up a little bit. And look, if the committee is telling you, and I feel like they are, that it is better for you to go lose to a quad two or quad one team than beat 10 quad fours, if they are telling you that's how they're judging you, then you've got to listen to that. Whether you agree with it or not, you've got to listen to that and get on board. But the other part of that is, you know, you have to have a willing participant on the other end as well. I would imagine it's not just as easy as picking up the phone and calling UCLA and say, hey, you know, we're coming out there on the 14th. Y'all ready? You know, there's going to be a little bit of what is their scheduling philosophy for non-conference? And does that line up with yours?
You know, this is a fascinating discussion. In fact, Brad Brynell got into some of that yesterday about his philosophy of scheduling. he also got into some of the inherent disadvantages of being at Clemson. And I know, like, there's at least one of you out there is going to be like, well, there he goes, making excuses again. I would just say I'm looking at North Carolina's schedule right now. You know where North Carolina's best games came from in their non-conference schedule? They went to the
classics and the tournaments that they get invited to.
They went to the Phil Knight Invitational, where they took on Iowa State and Alabama on neutral floors. They went to Indiana to play. By the way, they lost all these, but it didn't matter because they were still ahead of Clemson. They went to Indiana and played the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Brad Brownell goes, I can't even get I can't get to play Purdue. I can't go play Indiana. We've never played them in the ACC Big Ten Challenge because if you're a named school, that's the matchup that you get. They also played in the CBS Sports Classic against Ohio State, who was supposed to be good, and they played at the Jumpman Invitational against Michigan. That is fully half of your non-conference schedule that is scheduled for you. That's what I'm talking about. They get half of their non-conference schedule scheduled for them by four different entities. Don't lecture people about scheduling when Clemson doesn't get Bupkis. Listen, Brad Brownell, here's something fascinating. I know we have the audio clip here, but I'm going to go ahead and say what he said. There was a question yesterday about the Cal game. He said that he and Mark Fox went to the tournament director and basically said, hey, can we do like a round robin here? Because and Brad Brownell said we really didn't want to play each other because we're friends. Mark Fox was the coach at Cal. He got fired after they won three games this year. But he said, selfishly, we knew that beating Iowa was going to be hard, and we'd much rather play TCU because they were going to be a lot better team. He said they tried to make it so that they would get credit for playing TCU regardless of who won and lost, and the tournament director wouldn't allow it. So Clemson has to play Cal. Again, you think North Carolina has to play Cal? No, they get to play these elite teams because Nike and ESPN and CBS set these things up for them. They are affirmed in their success by the entities that affirm success. That's what I don't like about, oh, well, shame, shame, tiss, tiss at your scheduling. Oh, I can't believe. And you know what? Dave is right. Yeah, wouldn't Clemson like to play Kansas? Except Kansas also goes to the Champions Classic, and they're playing Duke or Michigan State or Kentucky every year. And they're playing in these elite tournaments with Adidas schools, and they're going to Maui, and they're going to Atlantis, and they're going to these other places. Guess who's not getting calls about going to Atlantis? Clemson is not getting calls about going, and you don't call Atlantis. Atlantis calls you, and they invite you to go to your tournament. That's where this is all a bunch of hogwash, okay? Now, could they have scheduled a little better? Perhaps. Ben, to your point, could they have made some modifications? Perhaps. But a lot of this is assuming that you and you alone are responsible for the content of your schedule, and that is just absolutely, simply, grotesquely false.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, to your point, you don't have the same opportunities that some other teams do. And look, UNC gets invited to those because of their history. They've earned that right, and I fully acknowledge that. But it doesn't make it any less true that you don't have that opportunity. Yeah, I mean, you probably are not going to be able to call and schedule a game with a preseason top five team next year, but we will agree, Quok, there are things you can do better in the non-conference.
Agreed.
And look, the problem this year, they swung and missed on multiple teams, like who they thought were going to be mid-major conference winners, ended up being bad. And most seasons, if one of those hurts you, you can absorb that. This year, it was everybody, and it didn't help that South Carolina stunk this year. You have to play them.
Right, that's right.
I mean, that's another one where you would think in the SEC, as strong as the net ranking has been for that conference. I mean, preseason, you would have looked at that and figured them maybe 100 spots higher than where they were, right?
Yes.
Irregardless of how good they are, you would have thought that's where they would have finished. And so you're, as a coach and your scheduling, you're trying to project these things out. That's one that you missed on.
That's right. And, you know, I think it could be as simple as instead of the Citadel, schedule Furman. Now, I'll say this, Furman on the other side, would like to have some wins on their non-conference schedule too. So they're not just lining up Kansas and Clemson and Miami and, you know, Georgia, and like they're not playing nothing but Power Fives either. So again, you have to fit it into your opponent's schedules too. But yes, I do agree that there's some things that Clemson could do. Let's go to Omaha, Hank. We got about 2 minutes left before top of the hour. What's up, Hank?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I used to be a writer, so I tend to think about things like this in analogies, and I think I came up with one for where the program is at, and you can let me know if you think this is too convoluted, but if kind of almost like you're playing poker, and if Clemson is a poker player, they're a school that maybe just doesn't have a lot of chips, just naturally. They don't have a very long history of tournament success. They're not from a, you know, they're from more of a football area than a basketball area, and all these things, and you're trying to sit at the table with blue bloods and these really good, you know, basketball schools. And I think it's something that it's hard to kind of work your way up. And I think for a while, probably a lot of Clemson fans were kind of okay with that, or at least accepted that. And you would take your wins wherever you could get, and you play, you know, try to play, you know, almost when you get low on chips, you're trying to get wins where you can. And then maybe if you get a good team, you go all in, and I think that was something like the 2018 Sweet 16 team was you know, things kind of came together and we made a good run. But I think what really has kind of frustrated fans has been what you mentioned with the SEC, where all of a sudden, you know, because of no success of basketball, it's all through football success, all of a sudden all these schools that used to have mediocre at best basketball programs like Alabama and Auburn and Mississippi State all of a sudden have all this money and all these extra chips to play with, and they go out and they get better players and better coaches. And it's, you're just kind of sitting there at the table looking around wondering, you know, well, where are our chips, and where's that extra money or resources or whatever it is that we need going to come from? And it's just kind of not there. Okay. But I do think that,
I'm going to put you on hold because I want you to finish, but we're up against top of the hour, okay? Hour three is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.